said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed, and Aaron.
Get some things off our chest.
Fuck you, Friday. I don't like you. Fuck you.
13 1060. You get on the phone. You tell us what's been irking you. You give it a good forking.
I'm going to start. Last night at the Comedy Store, you guys came along. Great to have you there.
Yes.
In the audience, we're going to talk about that later on.
Yes.
But backstage, I'm hanging out with a couple of comedians who said that they were at the gym together yesterday, and then they went into the sauna of the gym together.
What?
And then they started talking smack about other blokes who'd gone to the sauna and sat there, and they were annoyed at these other blokes in the sauna because they were overweight and they were, like, rubbing stuff on themselves.
Hang on.
And I'm like, you know what? If you're in a sauna,
yep,
you do not judge other men in the sauna.
That's all women.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
That's right.
That's powerful.
Anyone weird enough to hang out in a sauna,
yes,
has to deal with other weirdos in the sauna.
Real talk.
Fuck you, sauna judges.
Yeah. Let's get them on. Let's get one of them on Monday because I'm shocked by that story.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It is.
I said to him, I said, mate, no.
No.
You don't get to do that.
So you didn't enable the conversation because sometimes you just go along with it because it's easier. No, Did you call them out?
I took a stand.
Thanks, mate.
You know? Yeah,
thank you, mate.
On behalf of all people who are awkward in sauna.
Are you a sauna goer?
No.
No, you don't look like someone who goes to a sauna.
I like to just stand out on the outside and look in.
Still on.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Fernwood, by the way.
She did a joke.
She did a good joke.
Well, it was a sponsor integration.
Yeah, it was good.
I am commercial and funny.
Go to Fernwood and you'll be able to catch Ed Cavalier out the window just looking in.
Now I'm outside the gym in a towel. Okay, who's else who wants to fork something?
Maddie.
Maddie from Londonbury. What do you want to fork?
People that take their sick kids to playground. If they're too sick for school, don't take them to the playground.
No, my son had a little sniffly nose, and we've just banned him from local parks out of courtesy to others. It gets better, Maddie.
Just
first day
put a
we
mask
go.
On
no,
him.
First day we go back. There's a kid coughing. I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, but I have been guilty, and I've got the tissue, and I'm trying to wipe in between slide wides.
Oh God!
So slide rides.
No, you're a bad person.
No, I'm not a bad person because every other kid at the park had the same sniffles.
No, they didn't.
When does
not
your
before
child?
You got there.
You know what?
When
not
does
before
your child
you got
not
there?
Have a sniffle?
I'm happy for your kid to go there, but if he's got snot out of his nose, you wipe that snot.
Yeah, exactly.
Parents who think that it's cute that their kids are snotting everywhere.
Yuck.
Look at your kid. He's got snot all over his face. Deal with it. Yep. It's disgusting.
It's feral, isn't it?
Thank you, Maddie. Give it to him, Maddie.
Fuck you, people who take sick kids to parks.
You're a legend. Maddie could be Prime Minister.
Yeah, like
Georgina
that.
From Parramatta. What do we got?
Was that me? Was that Georgina?
Yes.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
So, segment right at the right time. I was driving into work this morning, 70 zone. There's a sign that says speed camera up ahead. Everyone in front of me hits their brakes and now I'm going 40.
Give it to them.
Fuck you, people that brake when you see a sign that says 70.
Fuck you, people who don't want to lose your license.
No, but it's like when you see a police car, everyone just suddenly goes 30K under the limit because they're terrified of police cars. It's like, you go the limit and you go next to the car and you look them in the eye.
And you say, my partner's a detective.
You say, pull me over.
Don't you pull me over.
Yeah.
We'll sort it out down the track. Yeah. I won't get it in trouble.
I'll get it erased off the system.
Yeah.
That's a joke, by the way. That has never happened. I would, honestly, I've never had that.
You've never gone, it's Aaron. Yeah, sorry.
No, sorry,
I was doing 300 in a 30 zone.
No, but I have had an issue.
Tickets to the, you know, Channel 9 News.
I've had an issue and I have been too happy.
Husey, Ed and Aaron, the Today FM morning crew.
You know, this new song is going to add to a list of massive hits because I'm going to fast clap it in. What an empowering song.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani, absolutely brilliant. Well done.
Wow, guys, you just made my life. That was such a great intro.
I'm not going to say I practiced it, but
I'm going to say, can I first say, I miss the hell out of Australia. Like, I miss those shows. I had some of the greatest all-time shows of my life, and it feels like a million lifetimes since I've been there, and I have so many memories because I actually brought Kingston, my firstborn, who's now turning 15, when he was first born, like I nursed him through all of those shows. Like It was such an incredible time period for me, because to be like, I was rocking him to sleep and then rocking on stage. Like, it was like,
there's no audience so like an Australian. I have a lot audience.
It's true. I mean, I love Australia. I always think of Australia as like, I'm very like naive, but I have traveled the world at the same time. And it reminds me of a cross between California and England, which are like really good compliments. Like, it's because you have so many British, like, I don't know, things like what you, certain foods and the tea and like just certain things about it. And then at the same time, it reminds me of California because the beaches and the weather and the just something about it, the ease of it. And I miss it. I do.
Yeah, we're relaxed and we drive on the left-hand side of the road. So,
but we miss you as well. Any plans to come back? And particularly now, given you've got a new single, I know COVID might make it a bit complex, but will you come back and tour?
I was going to ask you guys if you knew when COVID was going to be over. That would have been.
Have you had the jab yet? Have you had the jab yet, Gwen? So we're waiting for everyone to get the jab, and then we're going to open the doors. Have you done it?
I had the jab last week. I had the Johnson & Johnson jab. I got sick that night, but I'm better, and I'm like, it's such a relief to be on the other side of it. And I actually got it in Oklahoma when I was there with Blake. So feeling like there's some light at the end of the tunnel, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fingers crossed. Now tell me, you just mentioned your beautiful fiance. There's a magazine that keeps running rumors as fact that you guys got married just last weekend. Could you confirm or deny?
You know what I can confirm is that we are definitely building a new house. And in the house, one of the bathrooms is going to have every single tabloid cover as a theme.
You'll have wipes. Yeah, right. We get it. Yeah.
I love it. So
you
wait,
get
so
it?
I
have, you get like, it?
I have four new covers that just came in this morning that I confirmed that will be part of it. So it's, you know, it's so flattering to be able to somehow still be relevant and to be part of the gossip world. And so thank you, everyone, for caring and talking about us.
I imagine you must like line up at the grocery store and then just look over and see yourself on the cover, do you? Right at the checkout.
You know what? I haven't been going to the grocery store a lot because of COVID, but my son went down there the other day and he had his FaceTime on. He's like, mom, look. And it was like, you know, we're having a baby. And I'm like, and he's like so embarrassed, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's funny. Get that one.
We get it for the bathroom.
What about The Voice, Gwen? All your fans and us included would love to see you back. Will you go back on The Voice as a coach?
You know, I will say that is one of my favorite things I've ever done is be on that show, being able to be a coach and wear that hat and be, you know, be like, I won last season. I don't know if you saw that I won Blake Shelton. I won the whole thing. Yes. It was so fun to win with a boy that was 14 turning 15 on the show. And he's just so talented. And I will, you know, every time they ask me, I go back. You know, I think I've done 5 seasons and love every second of it. But they'd like to rotate, you know, keep things fresh, and then they bring me back in, and I'm happy to go back whenever they ask.
Well, amazing. On that, Gwen, actually, we've got one of us, one of the three of us, myself, Husey, and Erin, is a natural singer, but she'll only sing when she doesn't think people are listening. So when the songs are on, she sometimes sings along our Erin. This is some of her a cappella work.
Jesus.
I want to be with you everywhere.
We're
on?
We'll
be in a second.
With you everywhere,
Jack.
There we go. So, Gwen, would you turn for that voice?
Where's your chair?
Would I turn? I feel like probably not. I'm going to say
this.
But I do think that there's potential, and I could definitely help her. But I just feel like she was just throwing that away.
But you know what? You've turned your chair after the buzz has gone off, and what you're seeing is tears right now.
Husey and Erin.
I thought that I could just eat dinner surrounding my with my family around me. I could eat dinner without a shirt on.
Oh, Bo Ryan style.
Yeah. I've been running every day. I'm up to 50 push-ups a day.
You look very fit.
And I thought that it'd be okay for me to eat. But my 11-year-old son.
Oh, no.
The dad.
No.
He said, I can't eat while you've got your shirt off.
That's not nice.
He said, It's disgusting.
Oh, hang on. And he joins us on the line. Hi, Raf.
Hi.
Is this true? Did you say that to your hardworking father?
Yes, Raf, I did.
Now, why did you say
that? What was it specifically?
Because I don't want to go to dinner without someone who doesn't have their shirt on, and it's just. It's just too much, you know.
What is it though? What specifically about your father's body was putting you off?
It's. do I say it? Do I not?
Yeah. You be honest, sweetheart. Don't hold back.
Man boobs, guys. It's his man boobs. It's too much.
I'm trying to reduce them.
They were worse.
Yeah, they were worse. Were they jiggling as he chewed? Was he chewing and they were jiggling? Is that what it was? Did he drop some sauce in between them and then slowly slide a finger up and then lick it off his chops
erotic.
While he was staring longingly at your mother? Is that what it was?
Now, Raph, the other day he had a mate over for a sleepover and it was in the morning and I wanted to iron a shirt. So I was there with the iron with my shirt off and Raph said, "You can't look like that while Angus is here."
Why? Well, was it offending Angus as well?
Yes.
Was it offending Angus?
No, it wasn't offending him. It was just, I don't know, it's weird.
Should dad wear a crop top?
I don't think I've seen any of my friends, dads without their shirts off.
Oh,
so, Raph, can I ask you a question here? If your dad, and look, I know that he looks great. If your dad had, if your dad had a really hot body, and look, I'm sure he does to a degree.
I had abs.
But if he looked like, you know, Vin Diesel or The Rock, what's a young person's version of that? If he looked like, who's your favourite footballer, right?
Charles Bronson.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, anyway, if he had good pecs and a six-pack, would you be comfortable with him taking his shirt off? I'm trying to give him some incentive.
No, it just make it worse since he's my dad.
Yeah, that's such a good point, eh? You don't want to be that kid with the hot dad. Yeah, that's gross. Yeah.
Should he wear a bra at dinner? What if he wore a bra at dinner?
Oh, God.
Hey, Raph, yes. You know that your dad also earns a fair bit of coin that supports your luxurious lifestyle? Just FYI.
Yes, I know.
We can afford a shirt.
We want to hear from people, and good on you, Raph.
Love
and
I put a shirt well on, done.
And I felt good about the shirt, you know. So, but it's tough. It's tough when your children critique your body.
Yep.
It doesn't make life easier.
Well, we'll come
for
back
you.
With Aaron. Aaron, you've got one. So,
yesterday.
Can we play this game? Do we want to play this game? Because, as always, we are the show that gives you more.
What have those little evil people said?
Yeah.
That you just can't forget. They said something about your body.
Yeah.
The Today FM morning crew, Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Talking about Thor Ragnarok, they're shooting in Sydney at the moment, Fox Studios and Centennial Park. Now, there might be still roles up for grabs, and often what they'll do in order to appease sort of local...
Yeah, we're angry.
People.
I can't use Centennial Park.
No.
So I need to be in the movie.
Yeah. So yesterday, Jackie?
Yeah, Erin was talking about a dream she had where a certain member of the Hemsworths told her she'd be a good actress.
Anyway, last night I met Liam in my dream and I was talking about how I always thought that I would be a really good actress, but I just haven't had the opportunity. And I know I'm 37, but Naomi Watts did it late.
Yeah,
Jeffrey Rush. I just feel like I've got this talent that hasn't been discovered yet. And he agreed and he said, "I see it in you as well."
So Liam Hemsworth told her he sees it in her.
Oh, come on. Ed Cavalier has directed movies.
Correct.
Has he really?
Actually, good movies. I've been in them.
He was in.
I'm proud of both of them.
Yeah. And I have never, and he's the only person, I'm the only person to ever cast him in anything.
No, I was in Neighbours. Let's not forget that.
No, but there's been Eric Banner. There was a film with Eric Banner. Mm. A role was written for Husey, and he went to the audition and couldn't get a role playing himself.
No, that was two films. There was that one.
Yeah.
No, there was three films.
Really
Cracker Jack with Mick Molloy, which went on to be a huge hit. He was a character.
So did someone else play you?
Yeah, Samuel Johnson.
Oh,
embarrassing. He played Dave.
Yeah.
Hughes went to an audition for a character called Dave, written for Dave,
but you also got to remember that I had the time blanked out in my diary. And so I was sitting at home while they were filming.
Yeah.
Knowing what they were doing. And that made it.
So, okay, well, then that's not going to help me because we've got a script here that I'm going to do.
No, but
if he's a total beep house actor, then I'm not going to get the best out of myself if he's.
I'm saying they were wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. I should have just let you finish.
Or you'll look good in comparison.
Yeah, good point. Okay, we're winning. Okay.
So here we go.
I'm going to do it seriously. I don't want, like, normally I'd kind of just
listen
have a laugh.
To the
I'm
director.
Going to do it. Sorry, go.
So this is, I believe Aaron can't act because I can just tell.
Oh, that's terrible directing. Come on, mate. That's not the director done.
That's what
she's already cast, mate.
That's what Kubrick did in the Shining.
Are you trying to treat me mean to keep me keen?
All right, here we go. So it's a scene from Bridget Jones's Diary. You'll know it, or you might know it when you hear it. Oh, can we have some of the real ones just in case? It's this one.
I've been offered a job in television.
Television?
And they want me to start straight away. So I've got to leave in about 3 minutes. So
Well, just hold it right there, Miss Jones.
All right, leave it there. All right, so she's you're Colin Firth.
Right.
No. He's the other one. Daniel. Daniel's the mean one.
I don't know who that is.
No, the other guy.
Will, no, the one that used to be married to the woman.
Liz Hurley.
Yeah, Liz Hurley's boyfriend.
Hugh Grant. Floppy hair.
Hugh Grant.
Is that Hugh Grant?
It's Hugh Grant.
All right.
And by the way, just so everyone knows, we're not doing accents.
No,
we're doing
not.
An Australian
Absolutely.
Version of
And my
this
wife
scene.
Loves Colin Firth.
Oh, that scene when he walks out of the water, Pride and Prejudice.
His body's not good enough in that. All right, so
she's had a thing for him for years.
Okay, so they're going to perform this scene. We need some ambience, please. It's a roll ambience. And
could I ad-lib a tiny bit?
No, no, because they'll put me off.
Okay,
just read the scene.
Reset.
Okay, sorry.
Roll ambience. And action.
I've been offered a job in television.
Television?
Cut.
What?
No laughing.
You laughed?
Yep, no laughing.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying it's
hard to once. Back to once.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Here
we go.
Okay. Action. Cut. You're fired.
Can I keep going?
Okay, wait.
Really poor.
Okay, I've got
one more go.
Did you put right. you
three
okay.
times and it's
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm serious.
I got Claudia Caravan in a caravan. She's ready to go. Ready? So roll
okay,
ambience.
I got it.
Here we go.
And action.
I've been offered a job in television.
Television?
And they want me to start straight away. So I've got to leave in about, let me check, 3 minutes. So,
Whoa! Just hold it right there, Miss Jones. I'm sorry to inform you, but I think you'll find that by contract, you're expected to give at least 6 weeks' notice.
Yes, I thought you might bring that up. Well, I thought with the company being in so much trouble and all, you wouldn't really miss the person who waltzes in a see-through top and fannies about with a press release.
Bridget?
I want to
hear it. Cut.
Oh, it's my big moment.
Right. What will happen with the accents, you two? Why are you John Wayne? Why are you John Wayne?
I don't know. I panicked.
I just want to make very clear I didn't do an accent.
You did.
You didn't do an accent.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Keith Urban, everyone.
Oh, there he is. Hell of an intro.
Just to think that he's here, like next to us, and I could, you know, we could touch him, and I would.
But you know what? You wouldn't touch me because you just came out of the bathroom, and you're such a gentleman. You went, nah, I'm not going to do it to you.
You know what, mate? Because you were so on time, and we think like an international superstar wouldn't be as on time as you are. So I thought I had a moment. And
I'm sure you had a moment.
I did have a moment, but also I had to rush out and I didn't get time to dry my hands properly. And
all
you
right.
don't need my
to hear this story.
No,
you're such a gentleman, mate.
See, and I'm going to take that and I'm going to get that clipped up and sure. It's going to be on my next poster.
You're such a gentleman.
Keith Urban, such a gentleman. That could be a good album cover, album name, such a gentleman.
That's it, yeah.
Do you pay people to come up with album names or do they come from somewhere?
They just come, hopefully they come.
So you wouldn't probably be that
like that
in
one
that
sucks.
But you haven't got time to muck around. An idea doesn't work. There's no such thing as a bad idea. There's just ideas that suck.
Right.
I mean, they're bad.
That's right.
Just means, and that can be a good thing. It can grow,
right. Like fungus.
It's a sleeper.
Exactly.
Like a barnacle. Like
fungus.
Like some sort of wart.
What about the scabs on your hands?
Yeah, I've got scabby hands. Wow. Could that be an album cover?
We have descended. What's the tattoo right here on your finger?
That's my wife's name, Holly.
So he can't take off the ring when he's interstate.
Have you got Nicole on you at some point?
Yeah. on a good night. Bloody oath.
He's on fire. He's on fire.
I can't wait for the voice. Boom, boom, boom.
Now the voice. Channel 7, you're on as a coach, Mr. Urban.
Yes.
Now, how orky, we only see when it's like close or I might not. Like if you're ever in there, just the chair turned and the person, you're going to have to say something nice, but they're not great.
Right.
How do you approach that moment?
It depends, right? Here's what I think is true. There's an expression that says criticism is a sandwich best served between two layers of praise.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That's some would say a poo sandwich is another way. Poo sandwich, yeah.
That's like your handshakes. That's what Husey calls his handshakes.
Yeah. The double hander. Yeah, no. If he had given me a double hander.
If you've just joined in, context is everything.
They would want above and one below.
It's a power move.
Actually, yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. It is, yeah.
Relevant now to Husey's suggestion. So if you were going to respond to that, so say Husey was on The Voice and he said, how about an album name of such a gentleman?
Right.
How would you... Without hurting him, praise, reject, shut down, and then praise. Could you give us an example of what you would say to that?
Album titles are very difficult to come up with.
Yeah.
And you've got to start with things that maybe don't work so great to get to the ones that really do.
Right.
That was so good.
I actually feel better.
And I put the title in the bin, but I've done it with a spring in my step.
That's great. Now, Mr. Urban, we recently had Amy Shark in the right where you're standing there because you, Ed Sheeran, and her, it's all together in a beautiful melting pot for the song.
Gone number one already,
song. Love Songs Ain't For Us.
Really?
Yeah, you know that.
God, I don't even know that. Straight to the top, man.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so you're at the point where you don't even know when you've got a number one single? That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's great. I'm so happy for Amy.
And me.
Shit. I'm jumping in there too. That's awesome. Thank you, everybody.
But there's a bit. There's a man here who has. Now, look, Aaron is a beautiful singer, we know, and a beautiful dancer, and so many talents.
Well, we just had dancers in here, right? Because we can now dance in New South Wales. Gladys has lifted the laws.
Well, it's not Footloose anymore.
But we had three dancers who had
samba dancers.
Yeah, right. they were hot, right? Yeah, and I was in the middle dancing, and Ed, instead of encouraging me, said, "Get out of the way, Aaron! Get out of the way!"
We couldn't see them on the socials, Keith. But this is a real, massive. This is not what we're here to talk about.
I told you when it happened. I said that she wouldn't forget it.
She has gone on and
never said anything to Nicole that she just hasn't forgotten.
Just brought up. What am I going to do, Keith? How do I get out of this? Because she's going to bring it up forever now. I don't know how to get out of it.
Could you help him?
No.
Okay. have you ever written a song for Nicole? Think this will make her. You know, this will get her back. Have you think about that when you write songs? Not that she's ever gone too far away.
What are you saying? I mean, like, have you ever written a joke to get your wife back?
No, they generally push her away. Okay. So
I haven't done that. Definitely like a song like The Fighter.
Yeah, I love that one.
That's absolutely about the beginning of our relationship for sure.
God, I love that song.
Yeah.
There's a bit at the end of Love Songs Ain't For Us. And while we were listening to it, first play here with Amy, just before it went to number one, she was saying to us, wait, everyone shut up. Wait. There's a bit where Keith does a slide here. There's a bit where Keith does a bit of guitar slide. It's this bit.
So much, but at the same time.
She was out of a chair.
It's a power move.
Power move.
Yeah.
What we have here is a guitar.
Bloody hell, an acoustic guitar.
I know, I'm sorry. I asked for days for one.
Can't really do power chords on an acoustic.
I'm sorry, Mr.
You can
Urban.
Look like you're playing a power chord, though. Okay, but let's give it a go.
All right, Husey would like to learn it, because Husey, his dream is to do something musical.
My dream is to be Keith Urban, and I can't be Keith Urban. And I can't even think about being Keith Urban, but can I have some of
this? Is this your whole contraption here,
Husey? Style? No.
It's our Bryce, our man who's there, our digital man. He's a musician in one of his side hustles.
Right. So this is one of his axes. We call it an axe.
Yeah. Got everything. He's got a capo, he's got a slide, and he's got a pick.
So, Mr. Urban, is it possible to teach Husey just that slide?
I'll give it a go.
Yeah. Here we go. All right. So, what do I do? I just watch.
Let's see if the song's in E. Where are we? Put the microphone down here. Sweet. Live.
So, that little bit there. So, I'm holding this note. But of course, on acoustic guitar, it doesn't sustain very long.
Yeah.
But if you play that, can you play that section one more time? You'll hear this. You'll hear this thing. There it is. And then. Right.
Okay. So can you manage that, Husey?
The way you did that, just the way you move your hands, and it's just so.
Do we need a moment?
Can you do that one more time? What you just did then? Just watch the hands.
I was getting excited the video. Then. Eh?
Yeah. Just watch this. Just watch his hands go. This is. watch his hands and the way they
move. Which bit are we doing?
We're doing that bit right there.
Yeah. And then
the
bit when you come down.
And then.
Straight up.
It's like the way and he holds the pick and the way he's just got it's delicate but it's firm. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it knows.
Again, if you've just joined us.
All right. Can we hand in the axe?
This is my kind of radio, by the way. I would say be cranking this up, right?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Mr. Urban. Okay. Hughesy's got the guitar.
Hold the axe. Hold the pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Hold the pick.
All right. Here we go.
Put it in the crockier thing.
You can just put the your finger anywhere.
Fingers there.
Yeah. What's
your thumb doing there? What's going on there? I can't actually do. I wish I could
can't
do that.
Your thumb there.
It's, no, it's like you're double jointed or something.
No, I come from a shallow gene pool, so
that's the only man webbed thumbs.
Inflatable gene pool.
All right. You're not going to drown at least. Hey, watch one's working. Yes. This one's working.
Yeah. Okay, right, okay. Right, yeah, now, here we go. Right. Just there, they're sliding.
Just relax, Hughesy. Do it, just relax.
I mean, so you're going to slide the thumb down? Is that what you're going to do?
I don't know.
Right.
Where should the thumb go, up or down or sideways?
I reckon.
Yeah, okay. Oh, now he's behind
me. Can I learn to play guitar? Can I learn next, please? Can I learn?
Can you put your hand right up front? Yeah, that's kind of good. It doesn't even a couple of them.
Yeah,
and basically, what you're going to do, just let it go for a second.
Let it go, mate.
What you're going to do is kind of this thing.
Do you hear that?
I did, man.
You're just going to hit it and then see if you can just slide your
Come
finger
on, bro.
Down.
Here we go.
Come on.
Yep, hit it. Top one.
Top one. And right down them, just the top
just
one.
Just hit it once and
just
slide
the top
down.
One or all five?
Just top.
How many?
Just top one. Go. That's all right. And what you're going to do.
It's depressing.
Yep.
Just stay on that string and go this way.
And slide it down.
Here we go. Don't go this way.
Don't go, just go
Come down that way.
Come on.
That's right. Here we go.
That's like the album cover idea, the title.
I like it. I think you did it.
Can you mentor me? Can you mentor me, Keith?
Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah. Keith, could you mentor me as well?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
If you can teach me some dance moves, because I can't dance for anything.
Absolutely.
Oh. I don't know any guitar players that can dance. If you're a guitar player and can dance, please call in, because there isn't any.
That is fascinating.
And the phones are dead.
Yeah. How cool are you at
you're
all
really
times?
You're really making me think. How does he get a guitar player that can
But I've never thought about not being able to dance as cool until he said it.
Yeah.
Well, now it's a badge of honour for me.
Yeah,
I can't dance either.
I can't dance, no.
God, we can not dance together.
Hughesy, Ed and Erin, the Today FM morning crew.
Time for a text trawler.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
So what have we got today?
So what you do is you give us a real life breakup, the text of, you change your names, everyone's protected, and you get yourself a sweet, sweet prize. Now, today, it's the story of Alice and Jared. Alice matched with Jared on Tinder. They were talking for a little while on the app. Alice just wasn't feeling it. Jared suggested they go for a lunch date. When Alice told Jared she just wasn't feeling it, Jared wanted to know exactly why she wasn't feeling it. Today, Hughesy will be playing Jared and Erin will be assuming the role of Alice.
Now, last week I played the female role, but...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, why has that changed? Is that, was
because
it something
you
I
you couldn't
did?
Take me seriously as a woman, which I'm disappointed by.
I suspect I'd probably be in the majority of people in that regard. But yes, sweet,
careful.
Good point.
Right, okay. But I will play the man.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? How was your day?
Hey, Jared. Sorry for being MIA. Something's just not feeling right for me. So I think I'm just going to leave things here.
Hey, that's okay. I know you got a lot going on. Can I ask what's changed your mind and what's gives you that feeling?
Jared, please.
Hang on, no, me.
Just let me know when you're doing a poignant pause.
Sorry. No, it was another text. Sorry you feel that way. Whatever it is, I'm sure I can help you sort it out. I thought you were looking for a genuine person.
Please, Jared, just respect my wishes for now.
I do respect that, but I haven't done anything for you to feel that way. Can you at least be honest with me and give me the respect that led you to feel that way?
You've just come across a little too strong for me and I'm probably not ready for a relationship just yet. Look, Jared, I'm sorry.
Okay, well noted, Alice. Can you please elaborate on respect my wishes for now?
Come on,
I would
mate.
Seriously like to get to know you more as friends. I'm not asking you to jump straight into a relationship, although there were signs you were giving off and I was following those clues.
Yeah.
Please.
So apologies for coming on too strong. I'm just trying to behave in a way to help you make a decision to trust and like me.
Yeah.
So I'm just not used to someone sending 8 unanswered text messages. Please just respect my wishes for now. Stop messaging me.
Will do, Alice. Hope all goes well with the move. Thanks for letting me know you're not ready. I'll respect your wishes and back off. Hopefully when you're available, I'll be available. Ciao for now. The reason I was persistent, Alice, is because I'm genuinely interested.
Stop!
Yes. Noted. Can you be honest? Is it open for potential when you say for now?
Stop! 3 exclamation marks. Listen to me. Stop! 3 exclamation marks. Do not write back to this message.
Yes. Sounds like you have a lot of issues to work through. You deserve someone great. What about this? We do lunch this week. I was wondering if you still wanted to have lunch. No expectations, just 2 people catch up.
And seen?
Seen.
Wow.
Mate, see, I've been called a psycho before when I was younger and dating. I'm not a psycho. No,
congratulations. Like,
thank you.
Does that take you back, Alice?
Yes, it does.
What is going on? Can't he tell what the problem is, Alice?
I have no idea.
Oh,
I have
my
no idea.
Goodness.
That's hilarious. So,
did it end there?
We didn't even meet in person.
Yeah, no. He was... Did it end there at the end of that conversation, or was there more after that?
He found me on WhatsApp and tried again. So I was quite upset after that.
Now he's probably got Signal. He'll find you on Signal.
Oh, well done. All right. See you later, Jared. You're a loser. Well done, Alice. The Today FM Morning
Crew. It's a super freak, super freak. Super freaky fact
with Divi.
Hello.
Hello, Divi.
Hello, Divi.
Now you are. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh my goodness, we're so good. Thank you so much.
You know what? I love you. I love your phone line. I love your manners.
You are divine.
Thank you.
Oh,
what a
darling.
What a legend. How old are you? How old are you, buddy?
I'm 8.
Yeah,
this
good
is
age.
I'm all about manners. I'm trying to get my 3-year-old into manners.
See, Eliza's perfect with
please
manners.
And thank you.
Yeah. She says that all the time without prompting.
Mine are good with other people, but not with me, which is weird. They save all their rudeness for me.
But that's okay. Keep it in house.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But are you're not rude to your parents, are you, Divi?
No, never.
Oh, you're so good. Well done, sweetheart. Now, you've got some facts for us, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have 3.
Good. Let's hit us with fact number one. Freaky fact number one.
Fact number one is an octopus has 9 brains.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry. What? I jumped the gun.
Yeah, it has 9 brains and?
The second fact is the footprint on the moon will be there for 100 million years.
Hang on. Let's just stop there for a second. We want to enjoy them. Yep. Yeah. So
the octopus, it's on the end of their tentacles. Each one of their tentacles has a small brain on the end of it. I know this because I read that with Arnold the other day.
So you
really?
Cut a tentacle off and they still have 7 brains.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, So does that make them smarter, Divi?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, probably smarter than 9 humans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Good on
you're
you, mate.
Great.
And let's go with the fact number 2, which you popped out. The fact number 2 was the footprints on the moon. Is that right?
The footprints on the moon will be there for 100 million years.
Wow. Super freaky fact.
Or will they? Did they go to the moon?
That's, I love this.
It's a bit of a conspiracy theory. Some people say that the whole thing was done in a TV studio and no one ever went to the moon. What do you think?
Pete, do you want your Instagram cancelled?
Pete Evans?
Yeah.
No.
It's called Capricorn 1 is the movie about that.
Yeah. Do you think people actually went to the moon, Divi?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're right, Divi. Well done, sweetheart.
Thank you, Divi.
Are we going back to the moon or Trump was going to go back to the moon?
I think we were trying.
No, that was Evan Spiel. Evan, the one who was
married
to Miranda Kerr.
Yeah. Snapchat guy.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Elon Musk?
Yeah, he's on married to that singer, but also dated that chick that was with Johnny Depp that had the fallout.
Divi, who was the. Divi might have known.
Are you on social media at all, Divi? Do you have like a Facebook account or a.
No.
No, good smart.
Divi.
Divi is on the right track. You're right. Fact number 3, please,
Divi. Here
we
go. Bring it home.
Fact number 3 is your blood is as salty as the ocean.
Super freaky fact.
You know what? I heard that recently. The water inside us is exactly the same as the water in the ocean.
But the blood, though.
Or the blood and everything.
That's like deep, man.
I didn't know that, but
we're all the same amount of salt.
Yeah, but that's a good point, because sometimes if you cut your finger, Divi, and then you might suck your finger, or not that we wouldn't recommend, I don't know, is that healthy or not healthy, but when you're little, it does taste a bit salty, doesn't it?
Right. Yes, it does a little.
Sydney's Today FM.
Ed, I have promised you a relatable story involving...
Can I play the intro? Mm-hmm. Can I play the intro? Here we go.
It's Unrelatable Hughesy.
And we have that segment. The stories are all relatable, by the way. And this one is as relatable as any story that I've ever told. It involves the chairman's lounge.
Can I give an example of one of the incredibly relatable stories that I've been witness to over the years?
Sure.
Absolutely. I'll never forget one day we were working together on radio and you said, I've got a story about something that happened to me when I was walking the dogs. And I was like, awesome, bro. That sounds really relatable. And this was the story, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard it. So anyway, I was walking the dogs just along the street near where I live, and I noticed that there was an auction going on, and I bought the house.
Yeah, but I bought that mistakenly. I didn't...
By accident.
No, because...
Unrelatable.
I got told by a real estate agent who I didn't know lived in the street that the reserve was much higher than what the bidding had started at, so I just thought, I'm going to bid... Because just have fun. Why not bid at an auction when the reserve's already... You're not going to sell it to someone because the reserve's so much higher. But that guy lied to me. So I ended up with a house and had to ring my wife with it and say, "I'm just something weird happened. I just bought a house."
That's what we're dealing with, friends. That's what we're dealing with.
I believe we have Erin Molan on her way to Channel 9 to host the tennis. Have we got you in the car there, Erin?
Yeah, I'm not on the bridge yet, but I am in the car because people are doing roadworks. It's busy, yeah.
Erin Molan from Randwick, you believe you are the chosen one. All right, how about the clues?
Here's the story, Erin. I want Erin and you, Ed, and you, Jack, who I know you all doubt me here. I want you
to be honest,
clear the slate and be honest in your judgment of this story and as to whether it makes me more or less relatable. All right,
okay.
So. This is the story, and it happened last night. I'm at the airport. I'm going through the old, where you put your things down and you've got to walk through and you go to the other side and come out. You know what I mean?
Security, bro.
Security. We've all done that. And so I get through security. Everyone's masked up. It's all cool. And a guy says, "Hughesy." I say, "Hey," you're thinking it's just a fan, And that's not, I'm not just a fan. Fans are very important. And I cherish every single interaction I have. And, I interact more than most.
Yeah, especially when it's young ladies.
Well, it wasn't a young lady. It was a middle-aged man. And he said, I'm Paul's brother. And he told me which Paul it was. And I go, "Oh, yeah, right. How you going, mate?" And I'd never met him before. I'd heard about him. But I'd never met him before. And I said, "Oh, yeah. He goes, you come onto the lounge," because he wanted to continue the chat. And I was happy to continue the chat. But I said to him, "I'm not going to the lounge because I want hot chips. And they don't have hot chips in the lounge."
So far, this is pretty relatable. This is okay.
I'm about to line up at Hungry Jack's for some hot chips because all they've got fancy stuff in the lounge. None of the chips that I love.
Correct.
And he said, this is what he said to me, and I'll never forget it. He said, "Erin, what are you doing?"
"Erin, are you okay? Have you just had an accident?"
"What happened there, Erin? What's that noise?"
I was in the wrong lane and I had to quickly go into the right lane, so I was right up a car's ass.
All right.
Sorry.
Is
that your alarm? Was that your relatability alarm going off?
You're about to crash alarm. You're right.
That was
anyway,
amazing.
Back to me, all right, and the fact that... I said, "I'm going to get Hungry Jack's chips because they only have fancy food in the lounge." Okay. And he said to me, "They have hot chips in the lounge I'm going to." I'm like, what is this lounge where they have hot chips?
Yes.
And he said, "It's the chairman's lounge." And I said, "I've never been to the chairman's lounge. I had no idea. I don't know where it is." He said, "Follow me.
Yeah.
You can be my guest."
Yes.
And I followed him, and we went down a corridor, and there was not even it was just like the wall just opened.
Yeah.
And we were inside the chairman's lounge, and I sat down with him, and they said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Can I have some hot chips?"
Yeah.
And they said, "You can." And they brought me over a bowl of hot chips.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
And then that is it.
And then the bowl of hot chips emptied, and they brought another bowl.
Okay.
Is that relatable?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, shut up.
Okay. Aaron?
Is that relatable?
I'll actually go first. I actually reckon it kind of is. Apart from the fact that he only invited you to be his plus one because you are a celebrity.
Yeah.
But for most people, that's kind of something exciting that would happen. And the fact that you'd never even heard of it and didn't know where it was and didn't understand is so relatable. I'm starting to change my tune. I think that is very relatable.
Did you ask, how can I become a member? Did you loiter to ask about membership?
I did ask how you become
a member. There we
go.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew Catch-Up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram.